This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. A special shout-out today to KNUS, AM 710 The Answer, in Denver. Hope you're staying cool up there in a mile-high city. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMT. Firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol working real hard along the border. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do, along with the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different offers we have over there. It can save you money. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Not only did you write an article about socialism, but yesterday there was a story that I heard, one of our town hall moments here on the Salem Radio Network. The speaker was Jerry Boyer talking about one Peter Thiel, one of Silicon Valley's most successful entrepreneurs and investors, calling upon our government to investigate whether or not Google had been infiltrated by Chinese intelligence.
Five.
Yep.
It's not that they've been infiltrated. Google hired them.
Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, Google will tell you that they're not working with the Chinese military. Well, they are. Mm-hmm. Just like Huawei is. So, you know, what the allegations that Peter Thiel is asserting have an awful lot of evidence, and he's not wrong. And this particularly goes to the artificial intelligence component. So,
correct.
Now Google is already being investigated for antitrust,
mm-hmm.
And this is certainly a larger part of it. And you know, Google was having their own issues because they got some of their own employees that were protesting the companies that they work for because they don't want Google working for the U.S. military, but working for the Chinese military is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, something's very, very wrong here.
So the socialist ladder that you're talking about, what's that all about?
Well, look. People weren't necessarily paying attention, but there was an annual convention, 4th of July weekend, in Chicago. And it was held at the Hyatt. And, it was really quite fascinating because they had all these breakout sessions. And, they had an awful lot of speakers. And one of the speakers was Amy Goodman, who is for Democracy Now, by the way, which is fully funded by the Soros operation. But they really have some terrifying things that they're, you know, putting out there. And I would argue that they are passing this off to even these presidential candidates on the Democrat side. So the first thing, you know, is no borders, no bosses, and no binaries. And no binaries means that we become a genderless world. And they did so because you would, if you checked into the socialist convention, you were giving a preferred pronoun sticker. So you wouldn't be called he or she. You could be called anything else. And they had these, you know, assortments of stickers that you could put on as a choice. But they had gender-neutral bathrooms. They had the Teen Vogue operation there, which was the same group of young kids, young girls, that kind of stormed Senator Feinstein's office a couple of months ago. Remember that one on climate change?
I do.
Okay. Well, you know, they literally spoke to, at this convention, they literally spoke to all things Karl Marx, communist theories. They are attacking and addressing all kinds of fascinating things, including, I might add, Amazon. There was a breakout session on how do we manage Amazon. The socialists of America want to manage Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it interesting how we just had that Amazon walkout earlier, what, a handful of days ago?
Yep.
Because they felt like their pay was okay, but their working conditions weren't.
Yep.
So I would suggest that the green movement is red, and, I mean, everything has to do with communism, Marxism.
Sure.
It's really a frightening situation here. They're going on the abortion defense. They're talking about migrant solidarity organizing, you know, Teen Vogue, transformative justice, racial profiling, policing, prisons. You know, it's nuts.
Well,
the laws
that are being passed, especially in California right now, are scaring because last night we heard at length about the pastors can no longer advise, and I'm talking about religious people, can no longer advise the people that are debating whether or not they're one sex or another or whether or not they want to be transgender and all that stuff. The churches have to stay out of it now.
Where is the ACLU on that? ACLU.
Yep.
Civil liberties.
Yep. Hold that thought.
Well, you can't.
Hold that thought. All right. We'll be right back, folks, with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kathy, tell them all.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA banner that's right there. And you'll have a chance, number one, to sign up and win the free gun a day that gets given away every day after midnight. And it changes every day at midnight. And after that, take a look at the three different ways that you can join and become a member of USCCA. And if you do, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some really neat gear, and also the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which I happened to have one of last night when it was next to the Tampa Arms Company at the Club 45 Hillsboro meeting, and they had all the custom guns that they had made right there beside me. I mean, it was neat. I mean, I was in my glory with that one. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. This gun dealer that was beside me that makes all these custom arms, they were like right there, and I could touch them, feel them, hold them up. Oh, it was great.
Good. I saw a picture of it.
Yeah, it was great. Okay, now, Antonin Scalia's son, who himself is an accomplished labor attorney, has been named, pegged by President Donald Trump, to be the labor secretary. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, he's a partner at a law firm, Gibson, Dunn and Crutcher, and he was a labor solicitor under the George W. Bush administration too, but he's the law firm handles labor, employment, and regulatory issues. They represented companies like Walmart, where they were supposed to pay more for health care for its employees, and he's defended SeaWorld, and even in some cases, I think the NFL, Boeing, Ford, mm-hmm. UPS, the American Petroleum Institute. So he's no neophyte. So I believe that this is, he's also been fighting the regulations on the Dodd-Frank bill in a big way, which absolutely needs to be repealed, but that's a topic for another day. So, I'm good with, this, pick, to be honest with you. I think that he could be a fairly good asset for the Labor Department. I don't know why we have a Labor Department, but nonetheless.
Don't know. Every state has one, too, you know, so it's like duplication of services.
Yeah, I hear you. But, yeah, trying to get him confirmed, that will be interesting. So this is not an acting appointment, if you will. This is a full appointment. So we'll see where this one goes.
Now, the Gallup poll, of which I'm a member, and I do vote in their polls, especially the one that they send me every week about the Trump approval rating poll. This week, the Trump approval rating poll came out at a record 42.7% for the president, the highest it had been so far for the end of the quarter. I'm not surprised. I would say it's probably higher than that based on the things that I keep seeing and hearing.
I see some of the polls, I generally look down to see if it's a Rasmussen or if it's a USA Today poll or whoever else does it, and, you know, they're always quite interesting. It's very hard to determine the universe of people that were called.
Yep.
The exact phrasing of the question, I've taken a few polls, and when you go to answer the question, you really don't like how they, you know, on a multiple choice.
Right.
Your answer is really like none of the above. It's kind of like item C, but it's not really. So, yeah, I think polls are still subjective in by structure and by the universe of people that are called. Not to take anything away from Trump by a long stretch, but maybe even add something to him in his case because of how the question was asked. It may have been higher. It could be up to 48%. It could be 52. We don't really know. But
now, what conference was John Bolton at in Washington, D.C., where he absolutely lit up the building? Do you know what conference that was?
No, I don't. Although I do know that he was speaking at something. I didn't know if it was in Washington, D.C. or not, however.
Yeah, because the headline says John Bolton electrifies D.C. conference. And that's all it says. And I can't find the story. So, and it's a Newsmax story. So you know how those are. It's probably a headline. But anyway, I wondered if you had any idea. Okay, let's move on to something else. Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax television, and he was talking about Omar and Tlaib only. Those are the only two people he talked about. And he said that both of them are closed-minded bigots.
Well, yes. Neither of them have any use for Israel or Jews in the United States. Let's not forget, I think it was Omar that sent out the tweet that had, you know, made reference to due loyalties, and it was all about the Benjamins. So, Tlaib is a Palestinian.
Yep.
And so that just kind of tells you that that's the frame of reference that Dershowitz was responding to. We know that Omar has spoken negatively against the U.S. forces when they were in Somalia, certainly going back to the whole Black Hawk Down thing.
Yeah, she blamed them for the whole deal.
Yeah, and, you know, so she's introduced some interesting bill yesterday, and she didn't mention BDS, otherwise known as Boycott, Divest, and Sanction, which is against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But she was alluding to, I have to look at the wording, so I'm going to paraphrase, and I hope I'm being fair about it, that her position is that Israel is occupying the Palestinian territory, and the way they treat the Palestinians and Hamas and the rest of them is just like, the Nazi regime. So.
Okay, well, we have our resident question asker on the phone, so let me drift on over there right now. Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, it is.
And we just got a bunch of feedback. I hope you turned that down.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what happened there.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Anyway.
Go ahead.
Does Denise think it's time to maybe do something about this Antifa? Because the left seems to be getting a proclivity towards violence and stuff on their people. They're, a lot of the far left people are just espousing all kind of stuff, and they seem to be willing to do it. It seems to be escalating highly. Anyway, that's it.
All right, thank you, and that's a good question. Antifa should, in my opinion, be declared a domestic terrorist organization within the United States, and if you want to exclude and make it worldwide, you can do that too.
I believe that there was some legislation introduced by somebody in the House, maybe this week. I don't know that it got attention, but to do that very thing. And that would, there's also another movement to that these people must be unmasked at these protests. So there's kind of a two-channel thing when it comes to Antifa. It's I think in the last Congress there was H.R. 6054. It was in the 115th Congress. And it didn't really go anywhere. And that's what's fascinating, because it didn't go anywhere, we have this destruction. Now, Republican congressman out of New York is the one that last June, a year ago, is the one that introduced the, Unmasking Antifa Act. And, he did it in the House Judiciary. So it's kind of like, where's Pelosi? Why haven't we necessarily revisited this thing and taken this thing out of the introductory stage and at least put it in committee? There is discussion in the halls of Congress, but going any further, I haven't seen it. I would also put some pressure on the director of the FBI. And, certainly the Department of Homeland Security Investigation Division, so you can, put down some real facts of what is going on and about this movement. We know, based on how the FBI operates, that they put some people inside the system. So they got more files on Antifa than they're talking about.
By the way, I got a surprise for you. Come the Saturday show, the weekend show, you'll be coming on in the same hour you do right now.
Oh.
Yay! Get an extra hour's worth of sleep, kid.
Oh, it's not an extra hour, it's just a different hour. But
yeah, it'll be hour number three, and I've decided to do that last week, so just letting everybody know that you'll be around hour number three on the weekend show. So we'll see you tonight. Same time, same bat channel.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a special event at the White House with the Dutch Prime Minister at a ceremony honoring an American flag which flew on a U.S. Navy vessel during D-Day.
Today, on behalf of the American people, I will receive an American flag that flew aboard a ship carrying the first waves of United States service members to land in Normandy.
In other news, Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul sounding extremely unhappy with all the criticism since blocking passage of funding the 9/11 compensation bill. He's a guest on Your World with Neil Cavuto on Fox News.
People need to wake up and not be so sort of overwhelmed by celebrity that they take out-and-out falsehoods and ad hominem attacks from really a gutter snipe like Jon Stewart.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, to take care of you and teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, guys, and gals, I know that more and more of you young people coming out of high school are headed straight to a job. You're not going to college. You've spent some time in the Voltech schools, the BOCES schools, the technical schools, whatever they call them, to learn a trade that in most cases is going to pay you a starting salary, but not the kind of salary that you could get if you were to go to the National Aviation Academy. And I'll explain. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more. You can make a lot more than that based on your own ability to be able to do the job. Now, I want you to check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Give them a call and ask to take the tour. Now, the tour
is going to be either facility in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. They'll show you everything they've got there and what they're all about, and the one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, their phone number, you can also call them and tell them you want to take the tour, is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And in every case, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide slap open for you. And they're going to take really good care of you. And I'm telling you, when they tell you what they're able to do, it's going to just absolutely amaze you. Now, in Army news, an Army appeals court has rejected Bo Bergdahl's claim that President Trump's public description of him as a no-good traitor who should have been executed and other comments on the disgraced soldier's case constituted unlawful command influence. Well, the appeals court, Army appeals court, said, nope, not true. So he's stuck with the conviction, and that's the end of the end for Mr. Bo Bergdahl, former sergeant. Now, new Army headquarters buildings are going up as Camp Darby in Italy is coming back. The Army took a step, a giant step, towards returning a portion of Camp Darby in Italy to make it a part of the Defense Department consolidation project, expected to save the U.S. about $500 million annually. And Camp Darby in Italy has been there since way back in the day of men were men and women were women back in World War II. Now, the Army's future long-range assault aircraft has passed through some key requirements. The future long-range assault aircraft, known as FLRAA, has passed through the gauntlet of the Army Requirements Oversight Council as a one-star general in charge of the service's future vertical lift modernization efforts, made comments yesterday at a press conference. And in addition, the Army's future command is set to run on all cylinders by the end of the month when it plans to declare full operational capability, a graduation from the new command's developmental stage. It entered roughly a year ago, and we'll keep our eyes and ears on that one. Okay, the Navy says, what's next for enlisted female submariners? Well, the Navy's effort to integrate submarine crews with women reached an important milestone when officials announced a general neutral process for female sailors seeking to join the silent service, and we'll see how that all plays out. In addition, a Japan-based destroyer sidelined by a deadly collision, back in 2017, the USS John S. McCain, will not return to the fleet because of a new issue that arose in testing after it returned to the water from dry dock. Now, we don't know what that problem is just yet, but apparently they've got to fix it before the USS John S. McCain goes back into the water. Now, if lawmakers can't patch together a big budget deal to avoid a debt default and hold off billions of dollars in automatic spending cuts across the government, the Navy's new frigate program could wind up being punted down the road, putting the service's goal of a 355-ship fleet in extreme jeopardy. We'll see. By the way, the Air Force moved its competition for new intercontinental ballistic missiles to the next stage on July 16th, releasing a solicitation for the weapons system's first five production lots. And the Marine Corps, the new commandant, is considering a one-year leave of absence for moms and changes to evaluating and promoting Marines. The top Marine is on the hunt to keep and retain the best talent the Corps has and is considering a slew of new changes, from the new maternity leave process to changing how Marines are evaluated and promoted. And a deported Marine is trying to return to the U.S., is a U.S. citizen partner and two children who were denied entry into the United States Monday near the San Ysidro port of entry between Tijuana and San Diego. He asked for parole to enter into a prearranged citizenship interview, and I don't know what's going to happen there, but as a former Marine, former veteran, he is going to try to get some preferential treatment there. We'll see what happens, and it's a little bit early to figure that one out. Also, the Marine Corps has lost more than 25,000 Marines due to misconduct over the past decade. Now, the Marine Corps announcement was made by Commandant General David Berger. Rather surprising to hear that number over the last 10 years. And just how much hair can you show up with to Marine Corps boot camp? Well, as much as stepping on yellow footprints is a hallowed Marine Corps tradition, there's another rite of passage that folks outside the military, like soon-to-be Marine recruits, aren't always aware of. And I'm talking about the hair-clipping carnage that comes right after you arrive at recruit training, when they literally shave your head. And that's what they do. Now, the Coast Guard helped to put Joaquin El Chapo Guzman away for life in prison without parole in the U.S. The Coast Guard, whose drug interdiction operations provided a significant amount of evidence in the case, as they're the ones that were pretty much the top of the line in terms of agencies that got the evidence against him by confiscating some of the vessels that he was shipping it in on over the water. And the president has said that he's demanded more information about how the Pentagon crafted a massive cloud computing contract that is poised to award to Amazon.com or Microsoft Corporation in order to decide whether or not he should intervene. He wants more information. I don't blame him on that one either. By the way, Knights Armament Company of Titusville, Florida, unveiled a new suppressor at this year's Special Operations Facility Forces Industry Conference, where members of the SOF community get to interact with vendors and industry partners to preview and try out the latest and greatest in Special Operations kits and gear. We'll see how that plays along. And Congress is worried about dangerous chemicals found near military installations and is pushing for a series of changes to counter the chemicals' impact on communities amid opposition from the Trump administration to some of the proposals addressing the issue. But when you've got contaminated water, when you've got munitions dumps that are in places where you didn't know where they were, now you got to move them because they're too dangerous, could do a lot of danger to the local community in which you're in with some of these bases, then it's time to do something about it, in my humble opinion. Time to do something about it. And that's exactly what they're doing. All right, well, we're going to be coming back after this break with Mr. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And Chris Markowski, of course, 20 years on the radio now, our very good friend. I've known him almost every year he's been on the radio, and he and I have been playing tag team with each other for a number of years, which is a lot of fun, I'll tell you that much. He's a good guy. We're going to talk about the economy and some things that I'll bet you didn't know about. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Kathy, tell us all about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and my interview that I got coming up here, my segment with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you this morning by my friends at Relief Factor. And if you've been struggling with pain, nagging pain, like I have because I've got arthritis because of a lot of the injuries I've had, if you've got back pain, neck pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches and pain from maybe you did an exercise that bothered you too much, then I got an idea for you because it worked for me and I believe it'll work for you. It's called Relief Factor. And Relief Factor offers a $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more and give these 3 weeks quick start a try. Now, make sure you follow the instructions. And if you follow the instructions and you've got problems like I've got, where I actually had to take medication prescribed to me, Mobic and Flexeril, because of the pain I've had, because of all the different injuries I've had, both as a result of wounds in the military, as well as injuries in the fire service, and the arthritis that I have. Just maybe you can get rid of that stuff and get into an all-natural medication, all-natural remedy. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go there and check it out. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we had this little interesting debacle late yesterday that happened in the Straits of Hormuz. We sailed about a half a dozen warships through there just to say, howdy, Iran, here we come. One of them was with the amphibious assault ship, the USS Boxer, and the Iranians decided to fly a drone up, and it was warned off several times by the USS Boxer. It came right up to within that magic little line that we have of about 1,000 yards away, and it did not heed the warning of not being able to turn around and go back where it came from. So we basically disabled it in midair with a little device that we have, and it sank and went to the bottom of the Straits of Hormuz.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, you give a warning, and hey, listen, hey, don't heed it. You're going to obviously have to do go ahead and do something. A lot of these drones nowadays, as we all know, they can equipped with weapons. And
that's right.
New nature of warfare out there, and you've got to be very careful.
That's right, and we don't know if it did or not, but we used an electronic device that we now have on the Boxer, and it brought it down. It completely took control and shut all the control that the Iranians had off, and as a result, it had nowhere to go but down, and bingo, down it went, crashed into the Straits of Hormuz, and it's down at the bottom of the drink right about now. So...
Also, the new nature of, you know, a lot of warfare now, the type of equipment that's being used, and, some of the other new, you know, things that they're coming up with as well, I find kind of fascinating is the electromagnetic weapons that they're firing bullets without using any gunpowder.
Correct.
Using electricity and magnets to propel these shells much, much faster and much, much further without using any gunpowder. It's kind of neat, amazing stuff that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are some reports coming from Politico. We know who they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the big money donors on the Democratic side of the aisle are focusing strictly on three candidates. One of them is Kamala Harris. The other one is Mayor Pete. And the third one is Joe Biden. As far as big money going to other people, it's not.
Again, that's where it's going right now. Big money will shift as far as the wins go. Right now they feel that those three have the greatest chance against Donald Trump. I don't know. I don't see how Kamala Harris is going to resonate around the country. I really don't. I do think that despite Joe Biden had a poor performance in the first debate, I still think that he's the only guy that's going to win in certain states. I think a lot of this far, far, far left stuff is not going to resonate in Pennsylvania. It's not going to resonate in Ohio. It's not going to resonate in Florida, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, some of these states where they've got a lot of Democrat swing voters that would go and vote for a Republican. And that's what they've got. I mean, that's a reality. You got to play the long game when it comes to running in the United States. It's not about so much winning the popular vote or trying to win just in New York and California. You have to win the entire country because we have electoral college, and thank God we do, because that protects each individual state's rights.
Now, yesterday I heard a report that somebody's talking about the stock market could hit 30,000, but then there's this report that comes right behind it one day later, and this is what it says. Wall Street's trading desks endure worst first half in a decade.
That's trading. That's moving in and out of various different positions. You know, when trading desks do really, really well, like it was back in December of 2018, late last year, when things were extraordinarily volatile,
mm-hmm.
That's when they're making the most amount of money, on trading desks. It's basically moving in and out of positions. We haven't had a very volatile market. So, you know, they haven't done as well, and the banks are making money, in other ways.
Well, yeah, because Elizabeth Warren has come out, and the report is that she's declared war on private equity vampires, whatever that means.
Warren, private equity. She's probably talking about private equity companies. This is different.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like what Mitt Romney used to do, working for Bain Capital. And listen, she's got a point when it comes to some of the ways that these private equity firms act. And taking over companies and layering these companies with enormous amounts of debt and almost sucking some of these companies dry, that does happen. I know she's doing this for campaign purposes. She's not going to really get anywhere with it, but that has been an issue over the years.
Now, I don't use the service, but some of my friends do, and maybe you even know more about this than I do, Netflix. But Netflix has suffered the worst route since 2016 because of a user drop in the United States.
Yep, well aware of this, and kind of saw this coming as well. They projected, people signing up for Netflix was not nearly as much as they had projected. There's going to be a shakeup in the streaming, you want to call it the streaming space, mm-hmm. because Netflix was the dominant player there. Now all of a sudden, all of these various different companies are announcing their own streaming services. Now that they're having their own streaming services, let's give you an example, Disney. Disney is going to want to take back all its content, all of the things that it created, and once it's there, it's going to pull it off Netflix. Two of Netflix's most popular shows, one of which is Friends, the other which one is The Office. Both of those shows are going to get pulled from Netflix because their respective companies are going to be opening their own streaming services as well. We're going to see how this thing shakes out. To me, everything is about content, and Netflix is producing a lot of original content, which is important. I just don't know whether or not they're going to be able to catch up and do enough. And also the great expense that it is to actually produce original content. Netflix spending almost $13 billion this year on making new shows.
Now, Mr. Williams at the Fed is hinting at a rate cut. He said, and I quote, "It's better to take preventative measures."
All of them are going to come out and make various different comments. I don't know which way it's going to go. I can, flip a coin in how this is going to work out. I think the economy is doing fairly well right now. I do. I think it's more about, I think Donald Trump is kind of pushing for lower rates, more about trade than it is really anything else, and continue to put more pressure on China, which is making our exports a little bit cheaper.
Mm. By the way, apparently the president is looking very seriously at Amazon's $10 billion Pentagon pack.
I think this is for cloud-based services, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Computing services. Again, I don't know what he's looking at in regards to that. I don't know if it's security issues. I don't know if it was how a contract was handed out. I'm not familiar with how Amazon won that procurement.
What are you talking about today?
Well, what I'd like to talk about real quick, Matt, if I can give a quick plug here for a charity that my kids were involved with. It's taking place here on Long Island, but takes place all over the country. You know I'm a big lacrosse guy.
Yep.
They have an event. It's called Shootout for Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 24-hour lacrosse game where people are playing all day long, various different age groups over the course of the day, and raising money for various different veterans charities. It's taking place on Long Island right now. My kids played late last night. Still going on right now. And it takes place all over the country. And if your listeners want to check it out, it's shootoutforsoldiers.com.
All right, shootoutforsoldiers.com. We just told them, and I will talk to you on Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend.
You got it.
All right, shootoutforsoldiers.com. Check that out and help out the veterans. It's a great charity, and if Chris is involved in it and he says so, then it's so. All right, we'll be right back. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.